It's just like, why do people care? I'm doing the same thing that everyone else is doing, you know? But at the same time, I also understand the significance of it and like how important it is that like there is education, that there are women in the rooming industry, so that hopefully other women know that there's a place for them, you know, and other like people of color know that there's a place for them here, and communities, you know, just diverse communities that might not know that there's a spot for them, or you know, that they are actually welcome in this industry and that we're actually trying to change the tide.
Welcome to the Craft Beer Travel and Adventure Podcast with Living a Stout Life. This is where we sit down with creative thinkers, on-the-road adventurers, and craft beer lovers. Your hosts, Ken and April, live, work, and travel in a 24-foot RV in search of inspiring stories around a great beer. Welcome to the Craft Beer Travel and Adventure Podcast. It's time for a beer. Actually, it's time for me to drink beer like a girl.
Can I drink beer like a girl?
Yeah, you can. It's International Women's Day, baby. Or soon to be.
Or was. Cheers. Depending on when you're listening to the podcast.
That's totally true. Actually, in my world, it's International Women's Day every day. Thank you very much.
This is true. Yeah. It is your day every day.
It is my day every day.
And it is true that anyone can drink beer like a girl if you go to Third Space Brewing in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Which is where we are going for this episode.
Virtually, we are. Yeah.
True. But we have been there, and they do damn good beer.
Yes, they do. It's fantastic. It's a cool space, too. It's a really big brewery, like physically, just a big building it's in and stuff, but they also have a cool massive outdoor space and indoor space. It's a fun space in Milwaukee that I would say is probably one of my favorite breweries in that area to like hang out in.
Well, that's probably what they meant it to be, a third space. Like, you have your home, you have your work, and you have a third space. But they're also working at revitalizing the industrial kind of downtownish area of Milwaukee. So that's a good bonus there too. And like working on kind of rebuilding that community a little bit with the brewery. But what we're actually talking about on this podcast though is you heard me mention drinking like a girl. And you asked, Kenny, can you drink like a girl? Mm-hmm. Because we're talking about International Women's Day. And more for me, what I was talking to Sam about as well was kind of like, should you actually even be talking about women in brewing? Because why does it matter if you're a woman or a man in brewing? It doesn't matter. So why should that be a conversation? Should it be a conversation? Should you be asking about that?
I can say as a man, it doesn't matter one lick who makes my damn beer as long as it's good.
As a woman, it doesn't matter one lick who makes my damn beer either as long as it's good.
Right.
What I'm saying though,
but it is a nuanced conversation, as you'll hear more on the podcast, too. Because there's a lot to that. There's a lot to think about. Because it's not just the idea of who's making the beer and should a man or a woman or however you identify, should that matter? And no, it shouldn't matter. But that's a key portion of there. It shouldn't matter. But a lot of times it does to people.
And then, and I think that's maybe why we do have to talk about it, because there is such a, there's not a lot of women in the craft beer industry. It's transitioning, it's shifting. But like Sam talks about too, and you'll get a little bit more into that, but in the past, I mean, women made the beer. That they were alewives, they made the beer. And so basically, long story short, basically what happened is the beer became big business. And when beer became big business, women were pushed out because men wanted the profit. And this was back in, like, I would say the 14th, 15th century, that was kind of shifting. So then it kind of stuck around for a little bit like that. And now it's shifting back to where, hopefully, again, it doesn't matter. But now it matters.
And yeah, it does matter. But that's a little bit of what we're talking about, too, because we talk about that a good bit in the podcast here. We kind of explore some of those ideas, what you're talking about with the way norms and thoughts have changed about this over the time. But another big thing we're talking about here is what some of the things that are being done now to help bring that like equality into the situation. And part of that is honestly Brew Like a Girl, which if you didn't pick up on it from what we were saying, it's a beer that they brew at Third Space with a bunch of other women.
Or Drink Like a Girl. But both ways work. Go ahead.
What did I say? Brew Like a Girl? Brew Like a Girl.
But still, it still works.
See? It's working on
me. So keep going.
It's subliminally, it's changing my mind on everything.
Oh, like
Drink Like a Girl, Brew Like a Girl. It doesn't matter.
Run like a girl, catch like a girl, throw like a girl.
Punch like a girl.
Oh, yeah. Baby. Sorry.
But so that's a beer they make. And part of that is with Pink Boot Society, which is another thing we talk about on the podcast, which is a cool movement of women and non-binary people in the industry. And not just in craft beer, but in fermentable beverages all over the place. And we'll talk more about that in there. I don't want to give you the whole rundown on that, just so you can listen to it again.
And yeah, and all of that, though, is in collaboration because of International Women's Day, which is on March 8th. And then because of that, they collaborated together to make the Pink Boots Society Collaborative Brew Day to conjoin with International Women's Day.
Right. Which, so, at Third Space, results in Drink Like a Girl, the beer. So,
yeah, the beer is like a girl.
And of course, we talked to Sam about her involvement in the brewing industry and how she ended up in the brewing industry in the first place. And she's got a pretty good, interesting story.
The same questions we ask everybody, right? Yeah. I mean, we did know most of them because it was, I'm saying, like, what's your history? Where'd your passion come from? How'd you get into the beer industry? Those are the same questions that we ask everybody.
Right. Cause yeah. Everybody's a little bit different in how they approach these things. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she was gone. We're grateful for her time. And I think you guys will like this interview too. She's upbeat and energetic. And believe me, if you don't like beer for some reason, I think maybe after listening to Sam, you'll probably like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Should we get into it?
Yeah, I think we should start drinking like a girl.
Cheers to drinking like a girl. Welcome to the Craft Beer Travel and Adventure Podcast. And we're excited to be here with Sam Danen from Third Space Brewing in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You're the lead brewer, right, at Third Space?
Yeah. My title's actually changed. I am the production manager now, which is pretty similar to lead brewer as of what my responsibilities are. I'm just a few changes that just recently went into effect.
Kind of tell us a little bit, if you know, like maybe a little bit of the story behind Third Space Brewing and their passion behind beer. And
yeah, totally. So Third Space opened in 2016, and yeah, it's owned by two guys. Their names are Kevin and Andy. Kevin has a pretty dense brewing background. He went to UC Davis and got his brewmaster's certification from UC Davis. And worked in the brewing industry for a bit before moving back to Milwaukee to open up, you know, his own brewery. He ended up doing that with Andy Gale, who is his longtime buddy from back in their summer camp days. So these guys have known each other for a really long time. And Andy actually, interestingly enough, worked as a lawyer for many years. So prior to, you know, joining into this endeavor of opening up a brewery together, Andy was a lawyer and Kevin was a brewer. So, you know, although that they've known each other for a long time and they got a pretty extensive history together, they joined forces and opened what is now Third Space Brewing. And yeah, I would say we specialize primarily in IPAs. That's definitely like one of the things that we do really, really well and do a lot of. So yeah, those are the types of beers that we like to make. But we make, like, you know, any type of beer that you can imagine, we make.
We condone that the IPAs and all the other beers are good. We got a chance to visit there last summer.
Yes.
Awesome.
So it was great. Great space, too. I love the Third Space.
Well, nice. IPAs aren't a bad thing to specialize in because, you know, they're good and a lot of people drink them. So it's good for business, too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's definitely something to be good at.
Yeah.
Well, and if I remember right, doesn't Third Space also host like a beer festival every year?
Yeah,
On
we
your
host
property?
several, large scale events every year, but the one that we are definitely most famous for is our IPA Fest. So yeah, we host an IPA Fest every summer, and we get breweries, from all over the state that come out and bring out their, favorite IPAs, and yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Do you have like a big throwdown to decide who's the best IPA in the state?
Yeah, I mean, like they're kind of like, there's a lot of voting that happens, so we try to get a ton of people to come out and drink a ton of beer and vote on their favorites. So we have, People's Choice Awards, but what's really awesome is that we actually invite industry professionals from different like quality departments from all over that are, trained in judging beer to actually come out and do a blind judging before we even actually host the IPA Fest. So this usually happens like a week leading up to the event. We'll have a bunch of professional judges come and do a blind tasting. So we end up giving away two prizes that year. So we'll do the People's Choice Award, which is a lot of the voting that happens the day of, and then we also have the, the judges like critic award essentially. So yeah, it's pretty neat. It's a really fun experience for the brewers who, are trying really hard to make awesome beer, to be able to have, these industry professionals be able to judge their beers on such a on a high level. It's really neat to see, who ends up coming out on top.
Love it. Well, speaking of brewers who make awesome beer, can you tell us more about your story? Like, where did your passion for beer come from? How did you end up at Third Space?
So I started falling in love with beer back in college, and that pretty much started with me doing some home brewing with a buddy of mine, who he's the one who really got me into craft beer. And at the time, it was just a lot of like imports that were available here in Milwaukee. There really wasn't a whole lot of, craft breweries around. I'd say we had like a few, but we're really well known for like our macro breweries here.
Yeah.
So like Miller and Schlitz and all that. So yeah, so it was really interesting to kind of delve into home brewing, and I just kind of like fell in love with all the aspects of beer. And at the time, I was going to school for art history, actually. I have an art history degree. But what I loved about it was kind of the comparison. I could kind of like compare art and beer together, like beer being its own medium of art, I guess you could say. Because art history is all about like looking at a piece of art and breaking it down into, several different components, and then bringing those components back together to talk about what they are as a whole. And that was kind of what beer was for me too. Like I could kind of like analyze it in the same way, where it was, taking this product, breaking it down into these, four really simple ingredients, and then bringing it back together to, just really appreciate it as its own entity. So yeah, I definitely, started falling in love with it, really the whole craft behind it, the history behind it, and started reading like every book that I could about it. And at the time, like I said, there really weren't that many craft breweries around. So I knew that I wanted to get into the brewing industry, but I wasn't really quite sure how, especially when I didn't really know anybody who worked in breweries at the time. So I joined like this beer club, beer clubs and, hobbyist type, clubs to hang out with people who also had a passion for beer. And then I ended up, meeting somebody through that club who was actually planning on leaving the coffee world and starting his own brewery, his own craft brewery. And this was in 2015. And I was just like, hey, like, I am dying to get into this industry. Please, like, I will do whatever it takes. Like, I will, you know, clean all the kegs. I will scrub your floors. I will, you know, clean your tanks. Like, please, like, I'm just so desperate to get like my foot in the door. And yeah, he's super awesome. And, you know, he gave me an opportunity to do that. So his name is George Brager, and he is the owner of Company Brewing here in Milwaukee. They opened in May of 2015. And so that's actually where I got my foot in the door into the industry. And I started there as an assistant brewer. And I did exactly that. I cleaned a bunch of kegs. You know, I definitely started from the ground, ground and made myself, worked my way up. But yeah, I actually worked at Company Brewing for 5 years. So by the time I left there, I was actually their head brewer. And I left there in August of 2020. And yeah, I honestly just left because I was really looking to grow a bit more in my career and, you know, searching for, you know, bigger and better things. And, you know, as much as I love working at Company, Third Space was super intriguing to me because, you know, Company Brewing is such a small scale system. It's just a tiny little 7-barrel system. So we weren't really producing a whole lot of beer, but you know, Third Space is kind of the opposite of that. We're like a fairly large production brewery that churns out a ton of beer. We have a 30-barrel brew house. And yeah, I was just really excited to learn how to brew on a larger scale and to kind of like learn the ins and outs of what it means to work for such a, you know, such a larger brewery. So yeah, I joined Third Space brew team in August 2020. And I had to start out as an assistant brewer again, just because that's the kind of the way that we do things, you know, starting everybody out on the same level and then working our way up. And then, yeah, I became a brewer there, I would say within like 6 months or so of starting. And then, yeah, I worked my way up and now I'm the production manager.
As production manager, are you still going to be able to brew on a lot? Or?
Yeah, I don't brew as much as I did before, but I definitely still get to brew. And I get to, you know, do a lot of like specialty beers and specialty recipes for like collaborations with other organizations, you know, whatever collaborations are near and dear to my heart, which is really cool. But it actually worked out for me because I am currently 6 months pregnant. So it's, you know, brewing is a very, it's an incredibly like physical job. It's a lot of physical labor. So to be able to kind of like take a step back and be a little bit more on the administrative side of things, you know, helping my team with, you know, pretty much making sure that they have everything they need to do their job. But also being able to still be on the floor, have, you know, my hands and all the different things, and then still being able to brew when I want to brew is really nice.
Hey, Kenny.
Hey, what?
I have a question for you. If you like mountain biking, photography, hiking, craft beer, community, campfires, exploring, friends.
I like all these things.
Well, do you know what you should do when you like all those things?
What?
Go to Camp Carpe Diem. It's an adult camp for travelers. It's centered around community, connections, mountain biking, craft beer, photography, hiking, and just enjoying the local culture. It's all of that. And this year, it is in Hot Springs, Arkansas, May 16th through the 20th. It's going to be a blast. Tickets are available and use STOUTFRIENDS10 for $10 off. That's STOUTFRENZ10. And you can get tickets at CAMPCARPEDIEM.com. We'd love to have you.
You mentioned one of your things that you really enjoyed is collaboration projects and brewing with others. And so that's a perfect segue and transition in really what we were here talking about, because March 8th is International Women's Day. And I know you're also working with Pink Boot Society because they do a collab day that conjoins with International Women's Day and like brings everybody together to do this. Can you tell us more maybe about like the brew that you're doing, the what Pink Boot Society kind of means to you, just all those different things with International Women's Day, or just how it makes you feel? And like, what my questions always do that, they just kind of roll off because I have 15 million questions that I want to ask, but then I can't boil it down to one.
No, it's all good. Yeah, I totally get it. Yeah, so I also just start by saying what Pink Boots Society is for anybody who's not familiar. So Pink Boots is an international organization that's made up of women and non-binary individuals who work in the fermented beverage industry. So it used to just be the beer industry, but as of the past couple of years, we've opened it up to all alcoholic beverages. So this includes, you know, like wine, cider, kombucha, distilling, and much more. But essentially, what it is, you know, we have this organization made up of these members who work in all different aspects of these industries. So not just, you know, production, but like sales and marketing and accounting and, you know, so on and so forth. But what's really cool is that this organization, we seek to provide educational opportunities for our members. And we do that by fundraising. And the biggest way that we do that, our fundraising, is through these collaboration brew days. So what we do every year is, you know, breweries from all over the state, all over the country, all over the world will host these collaboration brew days, usually centered around International Women's Day or Women's Month, in the month of March. And we'll brew a beer, and then a proceed, like, you know, portion of the proceeds from that beer will go back to our local chapters, and then we'll be able to use that money to provide, you know, scholarships and educational opportunities for our members. So, like last year, you know, some of the money that we raised the previous year, we were able to use to set up a day to go to a hop farm and get like an educational tour of what it is, you know, it means to do to be on the hop farm and what the hop harvest looks like. And then we also got to set up an educational tour of the Malt Europe facility in Winona, which was super awesome. And you know, that money paid for, you know, our Airbnb, our lodging, our travel, our, you know, our food, and like, and then being able to experience, you know, what it was to see the Malt Europe facility. So things like that, those are the type of, you know, educational opportunities that I'm talking about. And then we're also able to offer scholarships as well. So last year we were able to offer a workshop scholarship for somebody to be able to go to like a Breese workshop and learn what it is, all things malt, you know. So these are the types of things that we try to offer for our members. So that's a little bit about, you know, what Pink Boots is exactly, and like what we do, what we fundraise our money for, and like what we spend our money on, type of thing. But as far as, you know, the Like a Girl Brew Day that we do at Third Space, this is something that's really special to me. This is our collab brew, like one of the bigger collab brews that we do for the year and for International Women's Day for Pink Boots. So we at Third Space do this collab with Pink Boots Society. We have members from all over the state come out to Third Space in Milwaukee and help us brew, you know, 60 barrels of this really awesome IPA that features primarily the Pink Boots hop blend, which is something that's really fun and interesting that, you know, not a lot of people realize. But one of the things that we do every year is that Pink Boots members get to vote on, like, actually smell and vote on which hops are used in the next year's hop blend. And Yakima Chief Hops, who is one of our, you know, hop merchants or hop suppliers, they will take all the information on, you know, which hops are voted on and create this really delicious smelling hop blend. And then that's the blend that is offered the next year for participants to be able to use for their collaboration brew days. So the Like a Girl recipe is really special to me. It's a recipe that I formulated. And it has kind of a little bit of like a sweet backbone to it. But I do that so that it balances really well with the hops, which I shove a lot of hops into that beer, into this IPA, because I really want that blend to shine. And I love that the blend changes every year, so that the beer is never the same thing twice. Each batch is a little unique in its own way. You're going to get different aromas and different flavors depending on what the blend ends up being. So yeah, we bring these girls together from all over the state. Like I said, not all of them are familiar with like working in production. So it's really cool for them to be able to see, like what it's like to brew on a professional scale. And then to bring in that like educational aspect to it and being able to like teach people like this is what's going on. Like this is where your malt is going. Taste
Right.
some of this malt. This is the mill. Like this is where the malt has to go through before it can go into the mash tun, and then it gets mixed with the hot water and that gets, mixed in really well before we end up taking that liquid and boiling it into the kettle, before we add our hops, before we send it out to a fermenter, before we add our yeast, like showing them the entire process and what it means to actually brew beer is really such a powerful experience for a lot of them. And I think for me, it's really special too, because like I said, when I was trying to get my foot in the door in the industry initially, I didn't know anybody who worked in the industry, let alone women. So that was definitely something that, it made me feel very isolated and very alone. And when I discovered Pink Boots as an organization, it was so incredible to be able to, find other people like me who also struggled, to make their way into the industry and to hear their stories and to hear how they persevered and, hear how they got to where they are today. It's just super inspiring. So
You made some really good points about whoever wants to get into brewing, like coming in and seeing what it actually is and what's going on, and for me, smelling it all, like smelling the
yeah,
malts when they go in the
absolutely.
mash, and like, and then when you dump a bucket of hops in there, oh my gosh, that lights up the brew house.
I can smell it right now. Yeah.
I know, I'm like salivating right now,
Yeah, there really is no greater smell. I love it.
but it also sounds like you're very involved with Pink Boots. What does Pink Boots mean for you, and like what it does for people?
Yeah, so for me, I would say Pink Boots is really special to me because of, the opportunities that it creates. I don't even know where I would start in order to be able to, find an opportunity, like the educational opportunities that I've actually been offered, the scholarships that I've actually, been able to achieve, like, obtained through this organization. I've learned so much just being a part, like a member of Pink Boots. As a member, myself, like I have been able to obtain access to things that I would not have otherwise. And then really at the heart of it is the connection that I get to have with the other women and the other members. It really is just like such a life-changing experience to meet people who are so like-minded and have gone through the same experiences. It just opens your eyes on a whole nother level of just, how important it is what we're actually doing. Because the brewing industry is predominantly, white males. That's really just what it is at the end of the day. I would say that women make up, I think, less than 10% of the brewing industry. And on top of that, there's a very there's a di diversity problem. So having these organizations like Pink Boots, bringing a light to the fact that, there really hasn't been a place for women in this craft beer industry for quite a while, is really important. And that's honestly what we do with these collaboration brew days, is to try to bring a light to the fact that, there is a place for women in beer. Women love beer and they do belong in this industry, so that to me is like what is so important and what makes it so significant in my life. Yeah, so I actually just stepped down as chapter leader. So I was the Wisconsin chapter leader for the past 2 years. In January, I ended my term, and it's a 2-year term. You can decide to run again if you'd like, but we had a few members who, you know, were eager to try to, you know, step up their roles in our Wisconsin chapter, and I was just so excited to, you know, see what they could bring. And it is a lot of work, you know. It is it's all voluntary basis, so it's kind of like having a part-time job, you know, on top of your full-time job. But oh, no. It's all voluntary, so you're not getting paid for it. Yeah, exactly.
Not to mention, which is pretty busy here in a few months. Well, actually, yeah. You're probably getting pretty busy now, but in a few months, you're going to be really busy when this little one comes along.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. That was actually pretty thought out in this process, too, of, you know, having a baby. It was like, okay, I gotta step down from a lot of the things that I'm doing currently because I'm not going to be able to physically and, you know, mentally handle a lot of that stuff in the coming months. But
is this your first?
So we have this is my first baby. We're having a baby girl. We're really excited. And yes, I've already bought her a pair of pink boots that she can grow into. Which is super cute. I'm technically the financial liaison now. I'm one of the, you know, board members in a separate capacity, but besides that, I'm just a member now.
I think you're more than just a member, but yeah. I have a question. Have you been, I'm sure you've been asked, like, what is it like to be a female brewer? Have you been asked that question somewhat?
Yeah, you know, people don't really ask that as much as you think they would, but yeah, I would say it is really interesting. You get a lot of attention. And, you know, it's kind of funny because you get a lot of attention for doing the same things that your male counterparts do on a daily basis. And sometimes, you know, I find that to be a little like offensive or, you know, just kind of like silly in a lot of ways. It's just like, why do people care? I'm doing the same thing that everyone else is doing, you know? But at the same time, I also understand the significance of it and like how important it is that like there is education, that there are women in the brewing industry so that hopefully other women know that there's a place for them, you know, and other like people of color know that there's a place for them here. And, you know, really just, and communities, you know, just diverse communities that might not know that there's a spot for them or, you know, that they are actually welcome in this industry and that we're actually trying to change the tide and, you know, make it not so, you know, a lot of old white men with beards, you know, like we're really trying to change things up a little bit. And women were the original brewers, you know, women have been brewing since, you know, ancient Mesopotamia. Like women have been, you know, they were called witches for a number of years for brewing beer. And it's just kind of crazy to me that, you know, women are the original brewers. We've been doing this since day one. And then somewhere along the way, men realized they could profit off of, you know, the production of beer. And so they ousted the women. Hence why they got called witches. A lot of them were murdered and killed for, you know, possessing this, you know, these talents and these skills. And now here we are, you know, in the modern era and where there's money to be had, you know, there is probably a white dude that's going to be at the helm of it. No offense, but that's kind of how it is. And so I think it's really just, you know, shifting perspectives and showing people that, you know, women really do love beer and they can easily brew beer and have been brewing beer, you know, since the beginning of time.
Which then leads me to like the probably more important question is, should that question even be asked in the first place, is what's it like being a woman brewer? Because like, really, you're just doing the same thing that somebody else can do. It shouldn't require what your gender is or not.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of cool to be asked though too, because like I've experienced like my own, you know, discrimination in the industry. Like most women that you'll come across who work in the brewing industry have, you know, experienced a lot of either harassment or just really uncomfortable situations of being a woman in a male dominated industry. For me, I don't have, like, I'm really lucky to have like worked for some really awesome breweries, but you know, I know women who have experienced really awful, you know, harassment, whether that's sexual or otherwise. And for me, I mean, even just interacting when I was first, you know, starting out in the industry, like customers, you know, customers would come back to the brewery and they're looking for the brewer, and, you know, they never expect that it's you who's the brewer, you know? And so I would have people who would sit and talk to like my assistant brewer, who was a male, thinking that that person was the brewer, you know, or, you know, just not giving me any eye contact whatsoever, avoiding eye contact at all costs. And then when they find out that I'm a brewer, it's like, oh, what? Like, you know, they weren't expecting that at all. So, you know, these are just little things that like I've had to deal with throughout the years. I've always felt that I had to prove myself in conversations with other, you know, sometimes bar owners or, you know, sometimes other brewery owners as well. Luckily in Milwaukee, we have a really awesome tight-knit community of breweries and brewery owners and brewers. So I'm friends with almost every single, you know, brewery owner and brewer here in town. I'm really close. We have a really close connection with each other. We're always trying to uplift each other and support each other. And even though there's a lot of friendly competition that we have, at the end of the day, you know, if anybody needs anything, we've always got each other's backs.
So it's definitely something that you would feel that still needs to be talked about.
Yeah, I would. I mean, like, I think it doesn't get talked about enough. So I think it's just, it really comes down to, you know, like, what has your experience as a female in this industry been like? You know, that might be the question that I would ask.
Yeah, I think that's a really good way to put it, because I think anybody who thinks about it for a minute, logically, if you just talk about a person, because not all men are this way or that way either, you know, as far as
right. How
they're built or what they can do. And then that just applies to everyone. So anybody who has an interest can do this job.
Absolutely.
But what's going on is women and actually people of different races and colors have not been included in this community for very long, relatively speaking. Like you said, there's a lot of, you know, old white guys at the top of the food chain. And that's where beer was for years. It was marketed towards white men.
Yep.
And so that's why, you know, it became dominated by that, I think. And now we're finally going, you know what? No, it doesn't have to be. Everybody likes beer. I mean, well, not everybody, but
yeah,
everybody should like beer.
Yeah, right.
But anybody can like beer, and anybody should be able to like beer, and anybody should be able to make beer.
And it should be approachable.
And we're just, like you, I think you said earlier about putting a spotlight on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that people are aware, you know, mm-hmm. like women, people of color, anything, that this is an opportunity for anybody that wants to be part of it.
Yeah.
So
that's what it's all about.
And a lot of things, and we have a lot of changing to do in our whole society. Say across the board, a lot of the ways we're doing a lot of growing and changing and learning. So, and that's coming from a fairly middle-aged white guy. Not too much of a beard right now, but a little bit.
I was doing some research on all this and found out, like, because I was just thinking, where did this gender definition stuff even come from in the first place? But way back when, even like way before, like humans have been around, you know, what, since millions of years. So way back then, women weren't defined as hunters and men weren't defined as hunters. It was just like, if you could do the job, you did the job. So it was equal parts, like
right. Women
and men were out there hunting because they could all do it. And so there was gender defining roles from the beginning. And I think
totally.
I think people a lot of times think that, well, gender gender has been defined since, you know, the dawn of time. But really, it hasn't.
Right.
Like, everybody did their
yeah.
own thing so they could survive. There was no, like, defining role for that. So maybe we need to go even further back to where it didn't matter.
Right. I know, totally. And, like, beer has just been, you know, like, a nourishing, you know, source of, you know, like, food for people for, yeah. you know, for so many years. Like, that's why it was brewed to begin with, was to provide nutrients and, you know, calories to people who were working really hard. And I think over time we have a tendency of, like, overcomplicating things, when at the end of the day, it really is just, it's such a simple principle, right? Mm-hmm. We make beer because it comforts people. We make beer because, you know, it tastes good and it nourishes them, you know, like, especially way back when you needed those extra calories and whatnot to be able to go hunting and, you know, gathering and building and all those good things. But yeah, it really is just a simple thing at the end of the day.
Like, I was also reading someone had said that any kind of drink you have, it's a girly drink, because girls, you know, women were brewing the beer. It's a girly drink. So let's go right. have a girly drink.
Totally.
Yep. Which goes back to like a girl.
Like a girl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, are you brewing?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Are you brewing that on the 8th? Or
so we actually already brewed it. Okay. We brewed that last Wednesday, and yeah, it was so cool to be able to see, like, we got like 20 girls to come out, and really just get to see the whole process. It was awesome.
And when is it available in the tap room?
So yeah, it's going to be released on March 8th. So yeah, we did the brewing last week, and then March 8th will be the release date. And it's going to be super fun at Third Space. We are planning on having a, you know, female musician, women-owned vendors there as well. It's just going to be one big party. So really excited for it.
Love it.
That should be really awesome, because I know, having been to Third Space, you guys have a huge space. So
yeah, absolutely.
You got, like you said, you hold a lot of pretty sizable events throughout the year. Mm-hmm. And I can definitely see that, because you just have so much space, and it's a beautiful outdoor space and indoor space. And
yeah,
I mean, yeah, it's a cool place yeah. to hang out. So I would
love guys. That. Yeah, we love it there.
Suppose in the meantime, though, we could do like a cheers to, you know, drink like a girl.
There you
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
I'll have a girl.
Please drink like a girl.
Yeah. Please do. Yeah, I mean, like I said, like, you know, a portion of the proceeds goes back to our Wisconsin chapter, which is just so huge in being able to help us provide these educational opportunities and scholarships for our members. So, yep, we look forward to it every year.
Well, thank you for doing that, and thank you for joining us.
And
yeah, absolutely.
In Milwaukee, there are other Pink Boots brews going on all over the country. So,
yep.
Keep your eyes out wherever you are.
That's true.
Absolutely. Right. Thanks so much.
Cheers.
Cheers.
See what we mean? Like, she's just really cool and easy to talk to and energetic. And speaking of, like, the whole, you know, drink like a girl for the beer like a girl. And earlier when we were introducing Sam, you and I, Ken, were talking about, you know, punch like a girl, drink like a girl, brew like a girl, throw like a girl. I mean, I have to say this, bike like a girl, because right now when we're recording this, we are getting ready to go to Sedona's Mountain Biking Festival, and on International Women's Day, it's March 8th, right? That's part of Sedona's Mountain Biking Festival. So
yeah,
you know
the
what?
Day it kicks off.
We should all be biking like a girl too. Yeah?
I'll bike like a girl.
Okay. So we have beer in hand, bikes between our legs. Maybe not one together, but hey.
I almost was going to say like a girl there, but I
don't.
Probably shouldn't
okay,
say that.
No. Okay, now we're making jests here. We're really not trying to be funny. Well, we're trying to be funny, but I think it's going down the wrong
way. I think we just are funny.
Way. Okay.
We're funny people.
But yeah, I do want to say that one last thing, because it has always been a conundrum, right word, for me, if I should be asking women in the beer industry, like, what is it like to be a woman in the brewing industry? Because I feel like I shouldn't be asking that, because it's like, why does it matter? But I really appreciate that Sam had a different approach to that. And yeah, I'm going to say it one more time. What has your experience as a female in this industry been like? Like, I do like that. That's very,
that is a good question, because that's, I think, especially as we transition from there are no women brewers in this industry to now there are, and there are going to be more and more as we keep going, as more women get interested in the field, that it's not so much important about what's it like, or, you know, the, what's it like to be a female brewer? It's like, well, it's the same thing as being a man who's brewing. It's like, I'm making beer. But it's more how those how people are treated in the industry, and make sure that we're also treated the same way, not just able to do the same job, but that we're also given the same respect or the same criticisms or whatever.
And the same pay.
And yes, and the same pay and everything. And, you know, that's part of what, why we're even talking about it in the first place, is to make those changes and to shine the light on things like International Women's Day and Pink Boots, the brew day for Pink Boots, and what Third Space is doing with Like a Girl and all that kind of stuff.
And other breweries too.
Adds up to the point where hopefully someday we don't talk about it, because it's like,
there's no, that's need for
boring.
It.
There's no need to talk about that.
Yeah,
exactly. We don't Ooh. Need to talk about that.
Because that's boring.
So who cares? Yeah, like it's that. Like, yeah, it's boring at this point, because it's like, hopefully we get to that point where everybody's like, what? Why even, what?
Because it's, that's no stupid. Longer.
That's old thinking.
Because it's no longer an issue.
Yeah, I don't, that's what I would like, is that, because, you know, for as much as I sometimes think, oh, we're past that, we're past that. And then there are still a lot of things we're working on.
All right. I would say now, and International Women's Day, March 8th, and in the future and wherever. But, like, you know, seek out those breweries, too, that are doing great things in the world. And also, we mentioned that it's Third Space that's doing this beer collab with Pink Boots. There are hundreds of breweries across the globe doing mm-hmm. something for International Women's Day and this collab day. So a lot of breweries will brew on March 8th and then release it later. A lot of them have brewed previously and are now releasing it on March 8th. There's not a set date. Yeah. It's just like they do things like that. So whenever you see like a Pink Boots collab beer, I mean, buy it. That's also their main fundraiser for right. how they get the money, so they right. can
their collab
have
brews are yeah. a big fundraiser.
So they can have education and scholarships to get women and non-binary individuals into the industry more, so we can see that shift happening.
And I would like to just give a quick shout out to Malt Europe Malting Company, who actually hooked us up with Sam over at Third Space and put her on our radar and helped make the connection for us. So, and they were, Malt Europe was involved in the Brew Like a Girl Brew Day with Malt Europe Malts in it. Shameless plug.
All right.
Not sorry.
All right. Well, I would say, I don't know, cheers to being boring. Cheers to this subject being boring, but also, you know, drink like a girl.
Cheers to drinking like a
Cheers
girl.
Cheers to drinking like a girl.
Which I'm going to do right now.
Okay. Before we go, real quick, just do the whole subscribe thing, buy us a beer, all that stuff. Yeah. Make sure you like us, give us a review, send us, you know, send us to other people's ways, because they would enjoy listening to our shenanigans as well.
And don't forget to drink like a girl.
Peace out.
We'd love to hear from you, so keep the conversation going. Send us a note, share a beer recommendation or two, or just say hey. This Stout Conversation has been brought to you by livingastoutlife.com, where you can find community and resources for all your craft beer travel and adventure lifestyle needs.